Hello, my
Hello.
name is Chris, and I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. To begin, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, or condominium? I'm a person, yes.
Okay, sorry.
That's fine. I know. And is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment or condominium, a manufactured or mobile home?
What is this for again?
We're calling from Florida International University, and your answers will help Florida better prepare for the next time a hurricane approaches. They will inform policymakers on how the current economic situation has affected the citizens.
Okay. Why am I being called about this, though?
Well, your number was randomly selected by a computer from voter databases.
Okay. I live in an apartment.
Thank you. Now, do you own or rent your home?
Rent.
And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
I have no idea.
An estimated year?
I have no idea. I really don't.
Okay, that's fine. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
33.
Thank you. And how have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, yes or no?
Yes.
A Category 1 hurricane?
Yes.
A Category 2 hurricane?
Yes.
A Category 3 hurricane?
Yes.
A Category 4 hurricane?
I think we've been hit by a Category 4 in that time.
Okay. And a Category 5 hurricane?
Nobody here has gotten hit by a Category 5 hurricane.
That's fine.
Not in 60 years.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, can you tell me the name or the year of the tropical storm? If you don't remember, an estimated time is fine. Year. I'm sorry.
The best I can do to let you know is that I've lived on the east coast of Florida, central eastern Florida, for 33 years and have been hit by every hurricane that's been hit the east coast of Florida in the past 33 years.
And for the tropical storm, do you remember the last time that you got hit by a tropical storm?
What was the last one that hit us? I've lived here for, I'm not trying to make your job harder. I'm sorry, ma'am. I've lived here for so long, I ignore tropical storms. It's just odd weather.
Okay. And what about any name or year of the categories, the hurricane? The Category 4, 3?
I mean, the ones that hit me the most are Francis and Jean. I think they're a pair of twos. Maybe two, three. Francis and Jean? Or twin hurricanes that hit us in 2003, 2004, 2005, somewhere in there.
Francis was in 2003?
Yeah, Francis and Jean were both, the reason why they stand out is because they hit us within 4 weeks of each other.
Thank you very much. And what about any of the others? The Category 4?
No, I don't remember. Michael, maybe? Maybe it was Michael? I'm not really sure. There was a Category 4 that was either hits as a 4 just south of us or, right before it got to us, it died down.
Oh, okay. So, but do you think it was Michael, Category 4?
Ma'am, I am not a name person. I have no idea. I'm not names and dates or anything like that.
That's fine. That's fine. We just want to know an estimate. Yes. So have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yeah.
And what was the estimated damage in dollars?
Oh, I have no idea. I was a kid.
Oh, okay. Just a moment then. And can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding? trees falling on your home or something else?
Wind damage, wind to the roof. I mean, debris obviously causes damage, but we've always been pretty lucky with that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What about ocean surge, flooding related to a hurricane? Nothing of that.
All the houses that I've lived in have always been slightly elevated, so like we've had flooding in the property, but never flooding damage to the housing.
Okay, thank you. Now, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable, if those are the only options.
Thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Depends on how serious the hurricane is.
Well, just for the purpose of the question, let's say the worst case scenario.
February 5, cover everything you can and evacuate immediately.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Now, when would you begin to prepare?
Do you live in Florida?
Well, we're located in Miami. Yes.
Then if you're located in Miami, if a Category 5 is coming, you get out.
Yes, I know. It's just that I cannot choose for you. That's why we're doing the questions.
I know.
Yes.
Well, I'm trying to go through with it with you.
Yeah, thank you. Now, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Except for food and water, my home is already secured and ready within a couple hours.
Thank you. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not certain at all?
I don't even know what that means.
Well, we want to know how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane
damage? I don't know what information I would need. So I don't know what that means.
Well, information like first aid or you know, what you would do, the organization.
I have first aid in my house. I have burning supplies. I have first aid in my house. Like you said, like information. Like I don't.
Information.
Yeah. I have documents.
Information in general.
I don't know what that means.
Logistics about how to move, or
I know how to do these things because I've lived here for 33 years.
So, would you say, or how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain?
I would skip that one because I don't know what that means, so I'm going to skip that one.
Yes, we don't have the options to skip this one. I'm sorry.
I can't give you an answer since I don't understand.
Yes, we cannot continue.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, then. Have a wonderful day.
Sorry, got you through as much as you could. That's fine. Well, it's good talking to a person instead of a machine.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm.